We're going to end this hour with one of the most interesting men in America, songwriter, singer, a novelist, a man who's run for president, run for governor of Texas. He's famous for his first band, the Texas Jew Boys. He's written some incredibly interesting songs, including one, believe it or not, that was Nelson Mandela's favorite song for many years. References to Holocaust called Ride 'em Jew Boys. But for the first time in 39 years, he made a new record called The Loneliest Man I Ever Met. He's written some songs on there, co-written some, and he's chosen some by everybody, some of his friends, Merle Haggard, Bob Dylan, and Willie Nelson sings a duet with him to start it off. I'm telling you what, folks, it's great to have him back. It's been way, way too long. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Mr. Kinky Friedman.
Gather around me, children, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd, the outlaw Oklahoma knew him well. 'Twas in a town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon with his wife beside him in a wagon. It was into town he rode. Well, a deputy sheriff called him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, and his wife, she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a lock chain, the deputy grabbed a gun. In the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. He took to the woods and timbers, he lived a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma, they laid onto his name. He took to the river bottoms along your North Canadian shore, and many a starving farmer opened up his door. From many a little farmer, the same old story goes, how pretty boy paid their mortgage and he saved their little home. They tell about a stranger who came to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. In Oklahoma City, it was on a Christmas day, come a whole wagon load full of groceries and a note on which did say, you say that I'm an outlaw, or you say that I'm a thief. Well, here's a Christmas dinner for your family's on relief. Now, round this world I've rambled, I've seen many funny men. Some will rob you with a six-gun and some with a fountain pen. But as through your lives you ramble, boys, as through your lives you roam, you'll never see an outlaw drive a family from their home. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been a financial pleasure. Thank you very much. Folks, here's the title track of the new record, The Loneliest Man I've Ever Met. We've been traveling around the country in a vehicle we call the loneliest van we've ever met. And singing this song is about my old friend Tom Paul Glaser, who, Tom Paul wrote Streets of Baltimore. He also had the hit of the Shel Silverstein written song, Put Another Log on the Fire. And he was a huge establishment success, but he chose to throw it all away, to burn every bridge he had to join Willie and Waylon and Billy Joe Shaver and the outlaw movement. And he kind of became maybe a bit of an unsung hero in it, but I know you don't have glasses out there, you know, but lift your glasses, one and all. Drink a toast to the great Tom Paul. Last night he had them in his hands, kept them laughing till they left him there with nothing but the bottle and the bill. And though it was the happy hour, it wasn't any fun, 'cause the party again was just a party of one. The neon lights were dying as he tried to find his feet. He heard a newsboy crying as he stepped out on the street. Extra, extra, mister, read about the latest war. I bet who needs burning bridges at a quarter after four? And he swore into the mirror as he killed a cigarette, I'm the loneliest man I ever met. He watched a wired and weary face reflected on the glass. He dropped another quarter down and watched the pinball flash. And far away a jukebox played a mournful country song. And Nebraska passed before his eyes and melted in the dawn. And he swore into the mirror as he killed a cigarette, I'm the loneliest man, I'm the loneliest man, I'm the loneliest man I ever met. Thank you very much, folks. This is a song about the Native American who raised the flag at the Battle of Iwo Jima. After the battle, his name was Ira Hayes. I don't know how many of you know the Native American Thanksgiving prayer. If you don't know it, it goes like this. Thanks for nothing. This then... this then would be the true story, the ballad of Ira Hayes. Gather around me, people. A story I will tell about a brave young Indian lad you should remember well. From a tribe of Pima Indians, proud and peaceful band. They farmed the Phoenix Valley out in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years the sparkling water rushed, till the white man stole their water rights and the running water hushed. Ira's folks was hungry, their fields grew thick with weeds. Back home, nobody cared what Ira had did. It's absolutely amazing. You know, Willie Nelson smokes maybe a buttload of dope every day, and he never forgets a line or misses a note. We're gonna keep this one going right now. This is now performance art. We can do it. Well, they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men. Ah, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And after the fight was over, an Old Glory proudly raised, among the men who held her high was an Indian. Call him drunk in Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine. went to war, while Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated throughout the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Hell, everybody shook his hand. But he's just a Pima Indian. No food, no friend, no chance. And back home, nobody cared what Ira had did. And when do the Indians dance? Well, Ira took to drinking hard. Jail often was his home. They used to let him raise the flag there and lower it, just like he'd throw a dog a bone. And Ira died drunk early one morning, all alone in the land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine who went to war. Yeah, I'll call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is still as dry, and his ghost, well, it's lying there thirsty in the ditch where Ira died. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine who went to war. Folks, thank you very much. Hey. Folks, I got a Christmas card, and I'd like to share it with you. It's a Christmas card from a hooker in Minneapolis. Hey, Kinky, I'm pregnant and living on 9th Street. Right above a dirty bookstore on Euclid Avenue. And I stopped taking dope and I quit drinking whiskey. And my old man plays the trombone, works out at the track. He says that he loves me, though it's not his baby. He says that he'll raise him up like it was his own son. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother. He takes me out dancing every Saturday night. Hey, Kinky, I think about you every time I pass a filling station. Account of all the grease you used to wear in your hair. Still have that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. Now, how do you like that? Hey, Kinky, I almost went crazy after Mario got busted. I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. Everyone I used to know was either dead or in prison. So I came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Hey, Kinky, I think I'm happy for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. I'd buy me a used car lot, wouldn't sell any of them. Just drive a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey, Kinky, for Christ's sakes, if you want to know the truth of it, I don't have a husband. He don't play the trombone. And I need to borrow money to pay this lawyer. And Kinky, hey, I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day. Joe Cerotti. Joe Cerotti from New Jersey. If I made a wish for every sacred star falling just outside of heaven's window, if I had the songs from Willie's old guitar and the dreams I left behind me on my pillow, and if I gave it all to you, if I took the fall for you, could you make it spring? Lady, yesterday you smiled just like a lover and a friend. Lady, yesterday you danced like it was yesterday again. They say that love's a paper boat upon the sea. They say that love is a reflection on the river. They say that love's a thing that's never meant to be. They say that love's a thing that's meant to be forever. And if I gave it all to you, if I took the fall for you, could you make it spring? Lady, yesterday you smiled just like a lover and a friend. Lady, yesterday you danced like it was yesterday again. Thanks, folks. Thank you very much. Hey, folks, remember, if you're driving this evening, don't forget your car. Lord. Here's a song by a friend of mine from L.A., that's where I knew him, named Warren Zevon. How many of you know Warren Zevon? Well, I see this now as a kind of visionary song. Warren knew he was dying of cancer. This is not just a song about one man dying of cancer. I think he has very accurately described the state of our country and the world. Unfortunately, we can't even mention the title of the song to most media outlets or radio or television or newspapers or whatever, but we can do it for you. And let us then do Warren Zevon's great song, My Bleeps Bleeped Up, basically, is about as good as we're going to get for the moment. Joe, you ready to take this booger home? Okay, let's go, baby. I went to the doctor, said I'm feeling kind of rough. He said, let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work, it won't work now. I had a dream. Oh shucks, oh well. Now it's all fucked up. It's shot to hell. Yeah, yeah, my shit's fucked up. Has to happen to the best of us. Rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you. Amazing grace sort of passed you by. You wake up every day and you start to cry. You wanna die, but you just can't quit. Let me break it on down. It's the fucked up shit. My God. Thank you, Mountain Stage. Thank you very much. Joe Cerotti.
Kiki Friedman along with Joe Cerotti there on the guitar. That new one, The Loneliest Man I Ever Met. His first studio album in 39 years. And he sings some very profound songs. Sometimes there's only one way to say certain things. And you on the radio, you understand, we can't put it on the radio like that. But somehow you might have guessed what he said.